Today is January the 12th, 2022. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the promises of God, praying those promises, and praising God using His Word. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy and most awesome God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are awesome in majesty. You're the breath of life, compassionate to us, the day spring. And you are the exalted one, the fountain of life, the gift giver and the high priest. You are indescribable, and you are Jesus. You're the key to everything, Lord. You are liberty and loveliness, the Messiah, and you are never changing. You even number the hairs on our head. You're the one true living God, the God of peace. You are quiet. Your voice is small. You are the resurrection and the life and salvation to all who believe. Your testimony is true. You're unmatched in your ways and victorious in your love. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We love it. You're extraordinary. You're the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and the God of Zion. Hallowed be thy name. Lord, we come before you today to praise you, to thank you for making all things beautiful in their time. We thank you for beautiful children. Guard their minds and hearts and spirits. Lord, help them physically and mentally and spiritually mostly. Help them to hear your voice. Lord, we pray for our colleagues, those that do not know you yet, that they will see our beautiful God, our gracious God, and be a part of the family. Oh, Lord, we pray for the whole school community, including the parents, maybe especially the parents, as they, some are so involved and others are not involved at all. I pray for those parents that are not involved to take better interest, more interest in what's going on in their child's life, particularly for school. And Lord, I lift up the administrators, bearing the burden of everyone's troubles. Whew, that's a thankless job. Lord, I thank you for all the paraprofessionals who on the other end are doing the heavy lifting each day in school. And I lift up the teachers who are charged with creativity and loving the children through the curriculum and the things that they need to know. Give them extra special creativity today. And I praise you, Lord, for all those who serve you as ambassadors in our public schools. Lord, we love you and look to you for all help because you are our God and King. We pray in the most gracious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. Don't we just love His Word? Our promise for today comes from Psalm 46. The Word of God, Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The Word of God, Psalm 46, verse 1. I pray that those words ring out for you all day long. Oh, praise God for His most marvelous word. Now let's pray this scripture. It's powerful. Dear Heavenly Father, you are our refuge and strength. You are our present help when we are in need. Help us to really know this and to run to you when we're in trouble. Things definitely happen at school that trouble us. Let us examine our hearts and recognize that when we are weak, you are strong. Help us to practice casting our anxieties upon you because you care for us. Why would we lean on our own understanding? Oh, for the sake of the children, let us live this promise with sincerity and truth. You are a graciously loving God who helps us in our present need. Oh, thank you, Lord. We pray because you are listening. We ask in the tender name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, friends, today's sunrise and scripture card is a really intense sunrise over a kind of a gloomy start of the day in the Jersey Shore. I believe this one's Stone Harbor. And the silly little seagull sitting in the foreground. It's just a reminder of the creative genius of our God and the mercies that are new each day. You want to share these cards? Oh, please brighten someone's day. I wrote you a little note about this Psalm 46, verse 1 also, and I'm going to read it to you. Getting in trouble and having troubles are part of school life. Administrators, teachers, and paraprofessionals have to deal with student troubles all day, every day. What are troubles that affect educators? Well, health, finances, mental problems, spiritual, and all the humankind issues that can be found anywhere else are part of our public school each day. The only way to truly solve troubles is to go to the one who can solve them. Our God has promised that He is our refuge. We can hide in Him and have a place of safety. He is our strength when we have none, and He is ever present, no matter when or where our troubles occur. Oh, friends, we have said the promise, we have prayed the promise, and we've even chatted about the promise. Now, let us praise God using the Word of God. Our praise today comes from Psalm 147, verse 1. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. And that is our praise from Psalm 147, verse 1. May it fill you with joy today. There's two things that we always do on Around the Word in 180 days, and that is to remind you that we're going to pray today at 1:16 p.m., and also to read our daily devotionals from Christian educators. There are hundreds of Christians across the nation who pause and pray each day at 1:16 p.m. I challenge you to tell one other colleague today that you do this and show them how. It's nothing to it. Set an alarm for 1:16 and pray. It's a short prayer. Remember, there's no big deal except that it is a big deal that you are in union, in connection with your brothers and sisters at the same time, praising the only God. And so today, we're going to be praying at that crazy time because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today on January the 12th, we're going to be praying that we can pause in difficult times and ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? Now, that was a big thing back in the 80s, but it's a big thing, right? Because that's our King, and we want to be doing what it is He wants us to do. And so, if you don't remember the prompt, you don't worry, but pray, my friends. Just do a small whisper in your heart, Lord, help me. Lord, You are my refuge and strength. Lord, You help in my present need. Or Lord, help. Anything. Pray for the child that you lay your eyes on. And just pray. And so, my friends, I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now for our daily devotional. These are from Christian Educators Association International, pretty much Christian educators, but our website is ceai.org, and you can find these as you go to the left column and look for daily devotionals. That's where you also see Around the Word in 180 days and 1:16 p.m. also. Our devotional for today is written by Dan Elliott. He calls it God is in Charge, the prayer. Lord, forgive me for focusing on the negative things in my life. Thank You for reminding me that You work everything for my good. Amen. And Dan has chosen Romans 8:28 today for our scripture reading. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. How about all those times when God has delivered you, often from your own errors and even from yourself? The human mind seems to want to forget the good and always lament on the bad or the difficult. As persons in relationship with God, believers, Christ followers, Christians, We have opportunity to call upon the very power of God to release the hold of negative fear or the memory of past painful experiences and permit our trust and confidence in God's love for us and in His unsurpassable power to make great things come about. When we seek greatness for God rather than for ourselves, then we are more willing to dwell on the great things God has done. But positive remembering is a discipline that requires practice. The scripture writer in Deuteronomy said for us to not let these things escape from your mind. That implies an effort of will to round up those thoughts. Make a list today. What has God delivered you from in the past 10 years, the past year, the past month, the past week? The amazing fact is that some of that we will not know because God protected us from the problem that we otherwise would have stumbled into. But even when an unpleasant experience is part of the days we face, we can hold tight to this practice of positive remembering of what God has done. This will give us confidence to hold tight to our faith. The passage in Romans 28 captures this best, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Is that you, one who loves unconditionally God and has said yes to the call of God upon your life? Then know that ultimate good comes and reflect upon all the good that has come from all that you have gone through. May this day be another in the string of your positive remembering, and may that help you anticipate more good to come, because God is in charge. And that is the title of his writing, God is in Charge, from Dan Elliott. And now, dear friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of our most wonderful promise for today. And it's Psalm 46, verse 1. Our God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. O Lord God, thank you for always being there. Forgive us when we forget. Help us to remember, Lord, for the sake of the children, for adults who are leaning on you are going to be great shepherds for the children. O Lord, we release all of our foolishness and negativity and look to you as we praise you for the positive things with a grateful heart. Lord, we love you and thank you in the powerful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.